Radio MD.
RadioMD.com.
This is Healthy Children, brought to you by the American Academy of Pediatrics on RadioMD.com. Here's Melanie Cole, MS.
You know, as I drive around for my jobs, I see people texting. And then I look in the back and there's a baby in a car seat or a little toddler sitting there with something in their hands. You know, what we do as parents, role models, what our children see and do as teenagers and then beginning drivers and then parents themselves. And it is seeming to be one of the biggest road hazards we've ever seen is this distracted driving and by parents texting, talking on the phone, doing things that they should not be doing in this day of increased traffic and construction and all of these other things that get in the way. My guest is Dr. Michelle Macy. She's a pediatric emergency physician at the University of Michigan, Mott Children's Hospital. Welcome to the show, Dr. Macy. Tell us about what you must see and parents, distracted driving. How scary is that?
Thanks for having me, Melanie. What we did with this study was asked over 500 parents who came into our emergency departments in Michigan about what types of distractions are going on when they're driving with their children, 1 to 12 years old. And what we found is that talking on that handheld phone is happening almost three-quarters of the time. Texting was something that people were doing about 40% of the time. Eating and drinking and feeding their child, more than two-thirds of parents were seeing that that was happening in the last month on trips.
Wow. And, you know, I know the feeling of you look away for just a second and you look back and you go, oh, my God, that could have been a huge accident. And it's one thing if it's ourselves. But it's another thing, well, it's not even one thing, but it's another if we've got these children in the back seat. What do you want parents to take away from this study, and how can we get them to stop doing these things and being so distracted while they're driving around?
So I think that one of the issues that is important for parents to be thinking about is even though a lot of attention has been put on these distracted teens, and teens are trying to figure out how to drive, that parents are also having trouble doing too much while they're behind the wheel. And anytime we're trying to do more than keeping our focus on the road and our hands on the wheel, we're not going to be able to respond to those situations where all of a sudden somebody in front of us stops or something runs across the street. And it really increases our chances of being in a crash. And so I want parents to take away the message that this distracted driving problem isn't just in teens, and that when they're doing it, they're putting themselves and other people on the road, including their kids in the back seat, at risk for crashes.
And also, if we've got kids in the back seat and they see us busy doing these things, then they're going to think it's okay when they become teen drivers.
Yeah, I think there is a lot of modeling that goes on. And while my study doesn't have questions that were asked of the kids, I think that's going to be an interesting next step in looking into this issue. And if you don't mind me sharing a little story, as I was driving home from the airport last night, my car has a Bluetooth, and so I hadn't needed to use any hands off the wheel or eyes off the road to call home, but I got on the phone with my six-year-old, and he said, "Mom, I saw you on TV. Are you talking on your phone?" He said, "I don't want you to be talking on your phone." And so I think our kids can be a good reality check for us to remind us that we really need to be paying attention to that most important job when we're behind the wheel, and that's driving.
Well, I think you're exactly right, because I have a similar story where my child said, "Mom, you tell us we're never to use the phone," and I was pulled over, and he said, "Can you just get off and let's go and do what we need to do, and you could talk later." And so I know that that is, you know, tempting, and in this day and age, everybody seems to be so busy. And as women, Dr. Macy, we multitask, but that's not the time to do that.
It's absolutely not the time to do that. And if you need to take a call, pulling over to the side, pulling over into a parking lot, or waiting until you get to the end of that carpool and have everybody dropped off to take care of that important task of driving while you're driving, and then doing everything else once you've come to a stop.
I'm one of those obnoxious mothers at the cross where my kids cross to go to school because they've just put up signs that say no cell phone use at all around the school zone. And so whenever I see people on their cell phones and they don't look like they're even going to stop at the light, and my kids cross every single day there, it scares me. And I scream at them, and the crossing guard, she laughs. But, I mean, really, they don't even pay any attention, and it just increases the risk of having something disastrous happen. It scares the heck out of me.
And I think that those situations that require a driver to have all of their attention focused on the road, in those places where there's a lot of stop and go, or places when a kid could throw a ball and go running after it into the street, you really, really need to be paying particular attention at those times and keeping every single distraction you can come up with out of the picture.
They used to say radios were the big distraction, you know, back even in the 60s, playing with the radio or any of those kinds of things. So now it's texting, and even as we're getting internet in the cars, what can you tell parents to make them, I mean, I don't want you to necessarily scare them and say what you see as an emergency physician, but give us your best advice.
Well, so I can say that it's really common that parents are using handheld technology, and 9 out of 10 parents in our survey said that they did that while their car was moving and their kids were in the back seat. And in the emergency department, we do see unfortunate cases of a family whose life is changed in that instant when somebody picks up the phone off his front seat to look at a text or is trying to turn around and make sure something's going on in the back seat for their kids. And it's those brief moments that can really change your life or the life of somebody else. And so we really want to try to encourage parents at every chance they have to be paying better attention to that job of driving.
And give us just a little bit of a quick, you know, bit of advice on children riding in the back seat versus, because I even know some people with 8 and 10-year-old children and they let them ride in the front seat. And that's dangerous as well, isn't it?
So for all of us, adults and kids, it's going to be safest for us to be in the back seat because those crashes are often happening where the front end is the place where the contact happens. And the American Academy of Pediatrics recommends that all kids who are younger than 13 are in a back seat on every trip. And even in addition to that, we want to be sure they're buckled up every single time. The kids that we see and take care of with terrible injuries are the ones who aren't wearing any restraint at all. And better yet, getting your kid into the right booster seat or car seat for their size will protect them that much more. We know that every parent wants to be protecting their kid, and there are a lot of resources through the pediatricians and through online resources where families can get more information about what's the right restraint type for their kid's size.
Well, and if the AAP recommends that 13-year-olds and under stay in the back seat, it's because those airbags come out with such force that they're really, we saw it in the movie The Blind Side, it comes out with such force that it can break a child's jaw.
Yeah, it is. And the forces of those crashes, another vehicle in addition to the airbag is trying to come into the car at that point. And so it's clearly safer for anybody to be in the back seat when they're a child.
So wrap it up for us about distracted driving in about 1 minute or less. Give us your best advice on this distracted driving problem that we're seeing.
So I think that the most important message I can get across is even though everybody else is doing it, it's something that we want to be stopping. We want people to be hanging up, paying attention, keeping their hands on the wheel and their eyes on the road so that they're safer when they're transporting their precious cargo around.
More and more communities are putting up hands-free, and even if your community offers a hands-free, that doesn't mean that you should be talking on the phone all the time on a speaker or any other device. Just hang up and drive. Deal with what you're dealing with. Traffic is terrible now. Congestion is getting worse, along with construction. So as the summertime comes, parents, really know that this is the time you have to pay attention to what you're doing and you're driving. Thank you so much, Dr. Michelle Macy. This is Melanie Cole for Healthy Children. Our expert guests are provided by the American Academy of Pediatrics at aap.org. And listen to Radio MD anytime on demand or on the go. Stay well.